I've got Chris McGreal from Benghazi. Chris, Gaddafi seems to be adopting the rebels' tactics.
Yes, indeed. He's abandoned the tanks and heavy armor, or largely abandoned them, which have been very vulnerable to the airstrikes and been hit very badly by the airstrikes. And he seems to have adopted the rebels' tactics of using pickup trucks with machine guns mounted on the back, highly mobile, much faster than using the heavy armor, able to sweep through the desert and around the rebels. But not only is he copying what the rebels have been doing, he's doing it better, in the sense that he has much better disciplined troops, and they have a plan. The rebels clearly, because they lack military experience and are largely a volunteer civilian militia, they lack any knowledge, really, collective knowledge on how to defend places. And even if they have that collective knowledge, even if there are people amongst them that have that knowledge, they're not well disciplined and well coordinated enough to be able to pull it off. Whereas Gaddafi's troops clearly have a plan. When they go on to the attack, they know what they're doing, and they quickly have the rebels on the run.
There's a lot of talk in the West about arming the rebels. Would this affect the outcome?
Well, you'd have to say on the present basis, probably not, although it might affect it in an adverse way, in the sense that if the rebels were to be given these weapons, it's clear they don't have the training to use them, but also on the present evidence, even if they were to have the training without the broader strategy and tactics, they might find themselves very quickly overrun, and those weapons falling into the hands of Gaddafi and then turned on the rebels themselves. Certainly, looking at the way that a lot of the rebels behave on the road, letting loose with ammunition whenever they feel like it, firing into the sky, basically using their weapons willy-nilly in no coordinated process, you'd have to say that the real problem here is not a lack of heavy weapons. It's as we said, it's a lack of training, it's a lack of discipline.
With all these gains that Gaddafi's troops have made, are they likely to try and take Benghazi should come to that?
Well, I think that's a big question now, particularly here in Benghazi, for obvious reasons. He's reached Brega, which is the second of the large oil terminals along that part of the coast. And it may be that Gaddafi decides that that's as far as he needs to go right now. He's got control of the oil terminals again. And it was, of course, Benghazi the defense of Benghazi that led initially to the UN resolution and the first of the airstrikes. So he might decide it's too provocative to move toward Benghazi by taking the town of Ashdabia on the way. However, he might decide that he's now fairly invulnerable to air attacks, and that he wants to kill this revolution off. He's not going to accept a divided Libya, and that he will move on to Ashdabia and toward Benghazi. And in the present circumstances, I think it's going to be very much more difficult for the coalition to prevent that with airstrikes than it was when they first stopped Gaddafi's forces on the edge of the city 11 or 12 days ago.